And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Our conversation continues here with Dr. Richard Linton, the president of Kansas State University, making his first appearance here on KMAN's In Focus. In our next segment here, we're going to focus on one of the biggest issues, if not the big issue here, facing a lot of universities, and that is student attraction and future success. And I know, Dr. Linton, after examining the university these past few weeks, I'm sure you've had a chance to evaluate some of the strengths and perhaps the areas where the university could stand to improve. Starting with the latter, what are some things, some of the key things you want to focus in on first, and how do you follow through on that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think certainly the biggest challenge that that we have at Kansas State today is student enrollment, especially on the undergraduate side. We are, over the last 7 or 8 years, a little bit over 4,000 students less at Kansas State University, which has a really large impact not only on Kansas State University and the reputation, but also on the Manhattan community. And so certainly one of the initial efforts that my team will be working on, as they have been working on the last several years, is really two things, is helping to get those student enrollment numbers where we'd like them to be, back up to where they were 7 or 8 years ago, and also to ensure that our student success is functioning as well as it can as well. So it's not just about getting the students attracted to and coming to Kansas State University, but having those programs in place to ensure their success. And we look at things like retention rate after the freshman year and 4-year and 6-year graduation rates. And all those numbers and all those trends are headed in a positive direction. So we feel pretty good about the work that's happening with the student success programs. But it's the student enrollment that we really need to focus on and work on. It's a national problem around the country. It's about a 4 to 5% decrease in student enrollment in land grant universities, but our number is about 18%. And so we need to find out why that's happening, and we need to identify best practices that are happening in other land grant institutions and other states that are similar to ours, and try to work on those best practices and develop a strategic plan to get us back on the right track. I have a lot of confidence in the work and strategy that my team is doing. And hopefully when we're talking a couple of years from now, we're very, very close to back to the numbers that we had 7 or 8 years ago. So that's an issue. There's two other issues I could just mention. I think the second issue is around research capacity. And our research capacity is very strong at Kansas State, bringing in a couple of $100 million a year in competitive grantsmanship. But I think through development of interdisciplinary teams and working across colleges and formulating really positive synergistic research teams that also have partners with external stakeholders, we can grow our research capacity and again enhance the reputation of K-State and work towards solving some of the challenges associated with the grand global challenges of society. I think the third piece is economic development and economic revitalization. And one of the reasons I looked at K-State was this is an important initiative and priority in the state of Kansas, is to be able to create programs that enhance the economy and create jobs in the state of Kansas. And I think that's a tremendous opportunity for us to be able to work with the business world, partner with the business world, work to be able to attract companies that might partner with us at K-State, and most importantly, create the talent pipeline that our state is going to need in order to fulfill jobs that would enhance the state's economy. So again, student enrollment, enhancing research capacity, and being more engaged in economic development would be three of the things that are right now at the top of my list.
Okay. What are some strengths that you think the university can sell itself on as a top attraction for students?
Yeah, so I think this is the best place in America for the student experience. And I think when students come here and they consider Kansas State as a place that they might want to come, once they get here, and I think we can say the same thing for athletics, once the student athlete gets here, it's very, very easy to attract them to want to come to Kansas State. The key is it's sometimes difficult to get them here. And so I think we need to work on ways in which we can bring the university to the student and to the parent and to the guidance counselor, so that guidance counselors and parents and students will know how incredibly great Kansas State is relative to our interactions with students. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, I have a senior in high school, and she's probably gotten, let's say, 50 different universities and colleges over the last several months, you know, information in the mail that she looks at, and, you know, she's making, you know, her decisions about where she was going to apply. And boy, it makes a huge difference in how universities communicate to students and what draws their interest. And the ones that my daughter was attracted to is that correspondence in the mail that really connected with the student about what the experience was on campus. And that should certainly be a part of our strategy as we look to do a better job of recruiting and enhancing our student enrollment.
You kind of touched on it a little bit here, but this is a challenge here with the decline in students nationally here choosing higher education after high school. What else do you attribute that decline to here? Is it affordability, location? Is it something else?
So I think it's a national challenge and a national phenomenon. So I think location is a less important factor. I think we don't do a good enough job in higher education about articulating the value of a college degree and what that college degree can lead to. And I think you're seeing it all over the country, and Kansas is like many of our other adjoining and states nationally, in that less and less people are going to college. And I think it's going to take an important state effort for Kansas State, but an important national effort to be able to try to turn this around a little bit and to be able to clearly articulate, you know, the incredible value of not only a college education, but a college experience, you know, an on-campus college experience. I think COVID didn't help. I think COVID has made things very different relative to, you know, a non-in-person interaction and, you know, a distance education. And I think a distance education has a tremendous value, and we're leaders in the field in that area. But I just think we've got to find a way to be able to engage students better and more clearly articulate, you know, the tremendous value and what a college education can lead to. But it's going to take more than K-State. It's going to take the entire nation to be able to turn that around. I think, too, I think there's partnership opportunities with community colleges. You know, 2+2 and 1+3 articulation agreements. And I'd like to think that, you know, Kansas State University can work with all of our community colleges around the state to make this a very seamless process about getting a four-year degree, but maybe in a non-traditional way.
Now, I've been told that turning around retention rates doesn't happen overnight. That being said, what are some targets potentially you'd like to see the university hit in the fall of 22 and beyond, just to make sure that the school is on the right track?
Yeah, you're right. I think retention rates don't turn around overnight. I think, though, we're doing a pretty good job with retention rates and the trends, you know, moving in a positive direction. I think our retention rate for freshmen is just about 50-55%, something like that. We'd like that number to be higher. And of course, it's all about developing student success programs, whether that be tutoring programs, whether that be mental health programs, whether that be, you know, transitioning to college kinds of programs. These are the kinds of things that are going to be incredibly, incredibly important. Sorry, I gave you the wrong number there. That number's not 50%. That number is in the 80s.
Okay.
In the 80s. Yeah, I was thinking of a different number there. It's in the 80s.
Okay, fair enough. And so that's where it's at now. Is that kind of, you want that number to obviously go a little bit up here?
Yeah, you'd like that number to be, you know, somewhere in the lower to mid 90s. And then you'd like to see your 6-year and 4-year graduation rates go up as well. You'd like to have your 6-year graduation rate, you know, be in the 80s, and the 4-year graduation rate be somewhere in the 70s. And that would make Kansas State University, you know, an elite top performing university.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're speaking with Dr. Richard Linton here, president of Kansas State University. Facilities is another aspect of this component, and there's no glossing over the fact that a lot of deferred maintenance has built up over the years at K-State. How do you plan to turn that around here over your tenure?
Yeah, you've identified another major issue at Kansas State. We have some almost $450 million in deferred maintenance challenges associated with this university, which is not unlike many other land grants in the country, where a lot of these buildings were built, you know, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 70s. And now's the time where you've got a lot of maintenance challenges associated with it. We get about $13 million each year from the state for deferred repair and renovation. And, you know, you can see that number becomes more challenging each and every year. Every year that challenge grows to become more difficult. So we need to work with the state of Kansas to be able to articulate this challenge and need and develop partnerships with the state of Kansas. We also have partnerships with the federal government, with USDA, ARS, as an example, and partnership efforts can be made along those lines as well. And then certainly philanthropy and fundraising is another, you know, key important way in which we get resources, you know, to be able to help our university relative to either new facilities or repair and renovation of those that can be restored. And I think athletics is just a great example. You know, the athletic facilities that are in the Kansas State campus have been built almost entirely through philanthropic efforts. And you can see a major difference that donors can make to completely, you know, change the look and feel of a university. And so that's going to be a part of the equation as well. I'm encouraged. There are currently lots of conversations with the state of Kansas along the lines of repair and renovation. And I'm hopeful that we'll have some positive outcomes this year with the budget. And also federally, especially with research and extension farms and stations around the state, there's a federal effort ongoing to be able to get some assistance from the federal government to support research and extension efforts for land-grant universities. So my goal is to keep trying as hard as I possibly can and justifying the need and trying to find those resources when they become available.
I know we've had Ernie Minton on. He's the dean of the College of Agriculture, and he's been adamant about the need there and just keep plugging away. Their facilities, I know, are very important, and as are all the facilities, but that's a glaring issue there, I know, for them.
Yeah, I would say in land-grant universities around the country, there was a study done a few years ago. My colleague, the dean of the College of Agriculture at Oklahoma State, led the study. It's called the Sightline Study, and it evaluated land-grant university research and extension facilities both on campus and off campus around the country. And there's a huge need, and that's why there's a federal effort to be able to try to get some assistance and some help. And Kansas State, I think, ranked about seventh or eighth in the country relative to the most in need. When I was at NC State University, we were third on the list for most needs. So I know how important it is. And again, we got to work on justifying the need and then working on a partnership here at Kansas State, here in the state of Kansas, nationally with federal assistance, and then working with our external stakeholders and donors. And I think with that equation, slowly but surely, we'll work out of some of our challenges.
All right. Well, we got to take our next break here on the program. Our conversation continues with Dr. Richard Linton, president of K-State, here in just a moment. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.